And that's the way it was in them days. Today, if you hit a child, you know, you got to go to court and teach a little bit of job, and it's wrong. You got to have discipline. And without discipline, you don't have nothing.
Now, when a boy left home to go to school...
I got a girl working for me right now. Can't make a change of $20 bill, and she graduated from high school.
Really?
That little bitty one right there. I got to watch her every time a man give her a $20 bill. And I learned how to make a $20 bill when I was 8 years old.
You figured.
That's right. But you had to. I mean, you handle a lot of money. I was a newspaper boy. Sometimes a man had to be rich in them days to give you a $20 bill, and you run down the street and get changed for 20.
Two extensions.
I had three of them, and that's the private phone on this side.
Yeah.
But keep them from walking too much.
I got
this phone for the customer. This phone is for the building, for us, you know, for the business. I got three of them. One in the kitchen and one over there.
Yeah.
If I'm opening arches, I just pick up the phone back there. If I'm over here, I pick it up here. If I'm in the kitchen doing something, I just pick it up there.
There's a knack opening oysters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an art. It's an art. It's really an art to open oysters.
Yeah. When you started work, you do just kind of usually odd jobs when you
Well, I went to work in a newspaper stand selling, in the days that I'm talking about, we sold books to the children. Now the books are free, but in 1935 or 34 or 33, no, in 34, the books were sold to the pupils, to the students.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Huey P. Long, or one of the Longs, I think it was Huey P. Long, gave the people of the state of Louisiana, the children of the state of Louisiana, free books.
Yeah.
And then as it went on, they got free meals, free lunches, and free this. Well, I say free, cost them 10 or 15 cents a day or 20 cents a day. Now it costs about 40 cents a day to eat at school. But in the days that I went to school, we had to pay. We didn't eat at school. We had to go back home and eat. They gave you 1 hour for dinner. You go back home and eat. If you lived out in the country, you brought a sandwich or a little lunch box, and you ate your lunch on the school ground. But I was fortunate that I lived a half a block from the schoolhouse, and I could run home. We could run home. The family could run home. Those who had gone to school could run home and eat dinner before the bell rang, and you know, to come back. So we was a little more fortunate than a lot of children that had to bring a lunch box.
Yeah.
Now we had a hot meal nearly every day, but most kids had a cold lunch.
Now about the house, what about the rooms in the house? In the house, would you have a kind of a place out in the front?
No,
of the house?
we had a regular house like everybody else.
Well, I mean, would you have a place out in the front of the house? Maybe?
We had a porch, front porch, and a back porch.
Okay.
Front porch in the back. In the summertime, we sat on the front porch. We didn't go to sleep early in them days because a lot of time it was too hot and we were waiting for it to cool off. Didn't have air conditioning in the days that we're talking about. And we sat on the front porch. And,
was it covered? Or?
Well, it was just a roof over it. Just a roof over it and wide open front porch.
Yeah.
And we had, my daddy always had a rocking chair. My mother had a rocking chair. And then we'd sit down on the floor, lean up against the wall of the house.
Yeah. Did your father ever learn to, did he learn to speak?
My father talked good English, but he couldn't read and write. Never did learn how to read and write. Never didn't want to go to school. Even after he was here, they had adult schooling, but he never did want to go to school. He figured he made a living without school, you know?
Yeah. And your mother, did she know any, or she perhaps?
No. She was like him. She didn't learn how to read and write either. They talked good English, though.
Yeah.
They learned to talk after they got there. They didn't know how to say a word of English, even when they got married. But as they grew older and the children began to go to school and learn how to talk English, we would talk English to them, and then we taught them the things that they knew before they died.
Yeah. And they lived... Was there for a while, quite a while, didn't
they? My daddy died. My daddy died at 83, and my mother died at 79. So we had a beautiful family.